part of our All Ireland League preview here with Richard Mulligan from the Belfast News Editor, just to talk about the season ahead from Ulster clubs in the All Ireland League. Someone back in Division 1A, which I think from a club rugby in Ulster is a really important thing, and it's the club that maybe have been carrying the flag better than anyone the last few years. Ballinahinch, they went through a tough season last year, obviously, with Nevin Spence. It's been really tough for them, but it means a lot to them to be up at the top tier, and they want to make a big bash of it now, don't they?
Ballinahinch, I mean, I think it's the first time we've actually had an Ulster team in Division 1A. I don't think there's ever been one before.
Since the structure's changed.
So they're your typical country type club who continue to build. They were a junior club 20 years ago and suddenly have progressed. They had that wee blip when they dropped down and back into Division 3. They then had that famous year where they won the Grand Slam, where they won everything in club rugby that was going. The famous, I think it was the Shannon that played in the final, the great final, maybe in the semi-final. But they're up there now. They've recruited really well over the past couple of seasons. Derek Suffern seems a very good coach and has got them drilled well. They've young guys coming through. And they just have that massive support behind them. They rally behind everybody. And they've Cork on to start with. It's going to be difficult for them, because they've a lot of travelling to do in that competition. But if they can get a couple of wee decent results at home and just consolidate their position, I don't think they're going to win it. I just can't see them winning it. But if they can consolidate themselves, then I think you're looking 2 years down the line, there's a potential Ulster champion again in the All-Ireland League.
It's a hard league to get into as well, because teams, you know, some teams are very powerful. Lansdowne last year were as close as the club has ever been to being a province last year. They were so strong. And Belvedere maybe a few years ago. So they're going to meet a whole different challenge.
They will. I think they can maybe even look back to that All-Ireland Cup run, the senior cup run that and then went on to win it, where they did meet some of the big campaigners at that time and were able to beat them. Okay, they did maybe go out the first year and get beaten in the first round the next time the year after, but I think they've got the experience there. The players that they have brought in have good All-Ireland League experience from other clubs. The other Ulster clubs may not be awfully happy about the situation that everybody's going to Ballinahinch, but then, as we know from every province where there's success, players tend to go. Yeah. And I think they've got the structures, they've had the structures in place for a long time. They've got a good youth section coming through. They've some exciting young talent coming through, and you've already seen some of them emerge. And I think if they can consolidate this year, they can make a wee move on. And I think playing somebody you're not that familiar with is important, and I think it holds no fear for them to a certain degree. Whereas if you've been playing it for 2 or 3 years, you know, oh, we're going to Cork on this week, that's a difficult place to go, we're going to Shannon, oh, we've got a long old trek down the road. I think because you haven't done that on a regular basis, you're going, well, look, let's go down and show them what we can do.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Quinns, Malone and Dungannon, what can we expect from them? None of the three of them had great seasons. Malone started off fantastically well and then drifted.
I expected Malone last year to be challenging with Ballinahinch for one of the promotion places in Division 1B. I still think they are the team of the three that can really push up there. I think Dungannon will struggle a wee bit again. Paddy Jones is rebuilding. It's been a difficult couple of seasons for them. And, I mean, they always... I think one of those things, at the start of the season, you're writing about, oh, it looks like Dungannon are going to be a relegation fodder again, and then they go and play a great Houdini act once again, and they stay up, and they've done that. But you do that once too often, and it does catch up with you. And I think it's a side, there's a lot of players have gone out of it, and I think they'll struggle. Harlequins, mixed bag with them, they will probably be a mid-table team, but I think the balance and power in Belfast has swung to Malone, and I think if there's anybody who's going to challenge for promotion in Ulster, it'll be from Malone. Hopefully Dungannon and Harlequins will prove me wrong, but I think at this moment in time, Malone look the stronger side.
Just looking at the other divisions quickly, Rainy Old Boys, how are they going to fare in their new division, and anyone else worth kind of noting and keeping an eye on in Division 2A in particular?
I think Banbridge and Queens, I think Queens this year have surprised a lot of people already in the Ulster Senior League. It's always difficult to judge teams on their Ulster League performances. I'm not too sure what it's like in the other provinces, but I know that it's a build up preparation time to the, it's like a pre-season to the All Ireland League. But Queens have impressed. They've had good senior cup results as well. So I think they should be among the contenders in Division 2A. Ballymena are down now. Mm-hmm. They bounced back straight away the last time. Okay, they were restructuring the league and there was a couple of available places. They would like to think that they will be competing again. I mean, it is Ballymena at the end of the day, and they are a former All-Ireland champion, so you would like to think that they would be up there, but I think maybe they'll struggle a wee bit just to rebuild again. Banbridge could be worth watching. They've progressed well. And then Rennie, it depends. It depends just on how they start. If they get a reasonable start to the season, then I think they can hold on. I don't think they'll challenge. And then you drop down to Division 2B. You're looking at Arge. You just don't know what way Arge is going to go. I think they're going to be battling it out there with the dogfight at the bottom of the table once again.
Armagh came close last year.
It was their first season in there, back up again and battling. I think they're top six side.
Okay, good stuff.